What's up, guys? This is another episode of I Got the Juice, Season 2, Episode 4. We in the building. Got a special guest in here. She's definitely not a stranger. She's actually been on a few of my episodes. She loves what she does. And that's actually none other than celebrity makeup artist Story Falu. Say what's up, Story, to the people.
Hi, people. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone is well.
That's what's up. That's good. That's good. So, yeah, you know what? Today's, you know, topic, you know, I definitely want to kind of dive into sports. You know, us being in New York City, Knicks being on, you know, on and off win streaks the way they are. Definitely want to talk about them right now. You know, so shout out to the New York Knicks.
Let's go, Knicks.
Definitely. Definitely. So, you know, the last three games, you know, they just beat the Hornets. You know, then after that, they beat the Pistons. Then they just played the Raptors last week, and they beat them. So they actually right now have been on a three-game win streak. Yeah. I think it was that game, DiVincenzo was literally on a massive three-point streak. I think it was like 7 threes, right?
Yeah,
it was just unbelievable. And you know, they actually been doing their thing. You know, to be honest, you know, the Knicks have throughout the years been terrible. Yeah. I've really disliked them for a very long time.
So I'm glad because you're keeping it real, because you know that basketball I watch as well, and mm-hmm. I can definitely, and I'm gonna fess up and say that mm-hmm. I jumped on the bandwagon. I used to be a Nets fan, mm-hmm. but after Kyrie and after
Durant
and
Harden.
And Harden left in the beginning, it was amazing. We came so close, and they're no longer with us. So I kind of broke up with the Nets, you know? And now, and I never thought in my lifetime that I would be so into the Knicks like I am now. But I definitely have to say, since last season, they've been looking really, really good.
Yeah, I just thought about something too. So they played the Raptors, right, on last Friday. I think you did a show, right, Story? You did a show where I think you saw one of the players.
Oh, Precious. Shout out to Precious.
Hashimura. Yeah. Hashimura, mm-hmm. Can't even pronounce his name. But how was, so what, tell me, and just kind of dive into what kind of fashion show was this? Where was this take place?
So this was during New York Fashion Week, and I'm behind the scenes doing makeup, and this was the designer's name. I don't want to chop it up.
Casaburo.
Yeah. This was his debut. It was a big show. It was amazing.
So he's an emerging artist.
After this debut, he's there now. He's not emergent. This man is it. And okay. I got the pleasure of working with him and his models backstage and doing the makeup. And I was excited because most of the looks that I did made it into Vogue as well. Mm. I think it's about maybe like two or three times for that show that I made, that I definitely made Vogue. So that was definitely exciting.
Wow, congratulations.
Wow. Yes.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
So how many looks have, so you're in Vogue.
Right.
So how many times has your work been in Vogue magazine?
Since we're on the topic about it, yes, me being a makeup artist and humbly saying that I think it started last season, or actually this year, in New York Fashion Week in February. It was my first time.
Yeah.
It was an amazing time for me because this was my first issue that I made Vogue. So that's kind of huge, you know, as a makeup artist. You always definitely want to make sure that overall goal is to be in Vogue. And I did that. But with that being said, this past New York Fashion Week that came through in September, I made it, I'm not quite right on the numbers, but at least over 10 times, you know. So that is definitely an amazing feeling to be a part of something, you know, like Vogue.
Wow, that's what's up. I wish the Knicks won 10 championships.
Maybe. Well, they've been looking really good lately, so hopefully, you know, it'll do it. Oh, yeah, so shout out to Precious from
the Raptors.
I was able to meet him backstage with the designer. And, yeah, just shout out to him.
Cool guy. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he was a tall guy. That's what... when I saw him, he was very tall, and I remember just going up to him saying, wow, you're so tall. And then he let me know that he was a part of the Raptors, kind of, sort of, not really.
Okay.
Not really, but, you know, at the time when he asked me, I didn't know that he was really a part of it, but, you know, because I have my issues with them, but that's another day. But shout out to him.
All right, cool. Yeah, so... No, that's cool that you met him and you actually spoke to him. But yeah, I just saw, the Knicks beat him. So I think he definitely had some rebounds there. Definitely on the defensive end for them. But no, that's cool though. So I just thought about it too. We actually went to the Knicks game during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so day after Thanksgiving.
That was definitely a sight to see. They actually played the Miami Heat. And it was very interesting. Guys, because, you know, seats were great, of course, but, you know, definitely want to give a shout out to John Wallace. Now, literally, as I'm going into the arena, I literally bump into John Wallace, speak to him briefly, you know, basically said what's up to him. So if you guys don't know who John Wallace is, John Wallace used to play for the New York Knicks. He got drafted to the Knicks back in 96, right? So I think he played a year before he actually got traded, I believe, to the Miami Heat. I could be wrong, but yeah, he actually got drafted in 96. So his college career, he actually played in Syracuse, right? So he's definitely a New York native. Shout out John Wallace.
Yeah, shout out to you.
I believe John Wallace actually has a podcast out right now as well, but shout out to him. Just that whole arena, just in general, I think just New York City as a whole.
Yes.
I see why people always want to, you know, visit here and, you know, really want to and kind of just indulge in the atmosphere. Yeah. But it was really, really, really
right.
A good sight to see. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
If for those who may not know that it is the number one arena in the world, and 1,000%. We were definitely feeling it the day after Thanksgiving because it was sold out and it was amazing. I had the most amazing experience. Everyone that I came across, everyone that were in the suites, and I think it was Michael Strahan.
Yeah, they had a few people from the NFL on Fox Network. So you had Gronkowski. You had Jimmy Johnson, Michael Strahan at the game.
Yeah.
Because
it was definitely nice to rub elbows with them. And shout out to Funkmaster Flex. He was there.
Oh, yeah. Funkmaster Flex. That he was in the arena literally just playing every song known to man. Just, of course, doing his stuff. So shout out Funk Flex as well. I mean, just shout out New York City. But, yeah, the Knicks has definitely been doing their thing. I think their next game is on... I think their next game is tomorrow, if I'm correct. I could be wrong, but let's see how they actually do. But, yeah, you know, it's definitely an exciting time right now for New York City.
So show your support for the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what's going on with the Jets. That's another story.
Oh, man, that's another podcast.
Kind of dive into that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got a lot to say about that one, but that's another day.
And it's interesting. The story actually, story follows, she actually watches football. Like, believe it or not, she actually watches football.
Of course.
And, you know, she doesn't understand why Zach Wilson was actually playing so much. I'm actually glad that he's not playing. And we actually got we got Simeon right now kind of taking over that spot. I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of going through that 21-day practice right now. So potentially maybe going to get him for next season because the season is almost over. So...
Right.
But this is good. I mean, it's very good, and
we just want the New York City team to do well because we're such a big fan, you know, of sports and you know, and the feeling of being a part of the number one city in the world, and to see, you know, our New York teams, we definitely want to support them. And not only when they're doing well, also when they're not doing well, but we'll definitely talk and have a podcast maybe about the Jets, because I do have a lot of questions to ask you, and I'm a little confused. You know, half the season is gone, and they were still using, you know, I'm not sure why. So, maybe in another podcast, we can just talk about that, and you can break it down to me on how something like that can happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially being a part of a New York team.
100%. Yeah, so guys, if you have any questions, answers, do some Q&A, you definitely would like me to respond to any of your questions in regards to this podcast, definitely feel free to, send a request, as well as to Story Falu. So you can actually, Story Falu, she's a makeup artist. You can actually follow her via Instagram. So that's Inner Beauty Makeup by Story Falu.
Yes.
Instagram. Inner Beauty Makeup by Story Falu. That's it. Say it again real quick.
Inner Beauty Makeup by Story Falu. And also, if you want to see what I'm up to, you can also Google me as well, just to keep yourself updated on what I'll be doing next.
Thank you, 100%. Thank you, Story. I appreciate you coming on this podcast. And of course, like I like to end it, I sleep whole winters, wake up in spit summers. So, I hope you guys are doing well out there. Definitely have a great evening. Have a great week. And until then, on the next episode, I got the juice. See you guys later.